Boy, I tell you, our friends in Norwalk, they are very, very busy, it seems, especially when it comes to the education sector. Did you know not one but two groundbreakings are happening and construction is underway? And we want to focus on certainly the South Norwalk School, which is going to be the first elementary school in over 40 years for that neighborhood. And we also know that a new Norwalk High School is in the works as well. So who better to talk to than talking to the superintendent of schools, obviously. We have Dr. Alexandra Estrella back on the show with us this morning, and I am so glad to pick her brain on these projects and what it's going to mean for the Norwalk community. Good morning, Dr. Estrella. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
Good morning. How are you this beautiful, bright morning?
I can't complain. And I'm really excited to really focus on Norwalk. We care so much about education on this show, Dr. Estrella. So we love to have people like you come on and talk about what's happening in your cities or in your towns and what it will do for the families living there. So I am very excited. Two very big projects going on. If you can actually just kind of give us a little synopsis of how we got to this point of two groundbreaking ceremonies in 2024, one for the new Norwalk High, the other for a brand new elementary school.
So I think everything starts with visionary leaders. I have to thank our mayor, Mayor Harry Reeling, as well as our senator, Senator Bob Duff, for having the vision forward to see the importance of having facilities that are suitable and well-equipped for our students as we prepare them for the future. And as you know, South Norwalk hasn't had a school for over 40 years when the Nathaniel Ailey School closed down back in the 1970s. So this is a historical moment for Norwalk, particularly because of this South Norwalk school that we just broke ground.
So how did we determine that we needed to, obviously it says in the release that I'm reading, this is the first time we're going to see a school of this nature in this neighborhood for Norwalk in 40 years. Tell us sort of how we came to this place now and, you know, decades of work later, finally having a school for pre-K through fifth grade.
So I have to say it took a community of people. I always like to say it takes a village to raise a child. It took a village to put this forward. We had community advocates as well as families and community members for years highlighting the need for a school in South Norwalk because we had children traveling across the district for an hour and a half to get to their schools. These students were referred to the District 99 students because they didn't have a home school. So imagine not having a place to call home when it comes to a school and having to travel long distances every day back and forth to have an education. And also how hard it is for our families in South Norwalk, particularly those that don't have private transportation, to be able to engage and participate in their child's learning. And after 40 years now, families in a few, it's only going to be about two more years, they can say that they can call a school their home. As you know, schools are integral components of a community, and it's where in many places you build community in neighborhoods. And I'm very excited that South Norwalk is going to have that opportunity once again.
So if I understand correctly, we're looking at probably not till the fall of, if my math is correct, the 2027 academic year.
More or less, yes. Okay. If everything goes as planned.
Okay. What about the new Norwalk High School?
Well, that's another very exciting project. The Norwalk High School building is over 50 years old. Its infrastructure is not suitable for a lot of the future-ready programs that we're trying to develop around IT, digital learning. Its infrastructure is just not well. Also, there's a lot of updates that building needed. And thanks to, we've established a 25-year plan, and thanks to the support of Senator Bob Duff, we now have a 60% reimbursement rate on all of our capital school projects that allows us the ability to engage in a project of this magnitude so that our students can have a facility that is equipped with the resources needed for the future that we're trying to prepare them for.
Wow. So what is the potential timeline on that guy?
That guy is a 5+ year project because of the magnitude of the campus. Students will be going in to school in the old building while the new building will be built right in front of them. So it's quite fascinating.
That's so
cool. And it's kind of, yeah, it's a little similar to the Cranberry Elementary School that just opened its doors this September. Also, the kids were able to see the building built, and now that the first graduating class will celebrate in June, but they got to see the whole process from start to finish.
That's pretty unbelievable. We have Dr. Estrella here with us, superintendent of schools in Norwalk, and you know, it really talking about right there three schools. Because you're right, Cranberry Elementary, what an exciting academic year to start this year, welcoming its inaugural classes to the campus just in the fall of 2023. And when you talk about the aging infrastructure, the aging buildings, the facilities, you know, this is something right now that the superintendent of schools in Bridgeport, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, she's sort of facing this challenge right now. And I know that you're not going to please everyone, right, Dr. Estrella? I mean, I'm sure you have had pushback, right, on something,
absolutely,
on these things? Because she's facing that right now, wanting to close six schools in Bridgeport and really wanting to upgrade the facilities and make them the best they can for the students. Talk to us sort of about that process and managing that, because as I just mentioned, Norwalk going through a lot of facelifts, a lot of new changes, and not everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, and like all projects, there's always challenges because there's disruption in the neighborhood. There is noise created by the construction, and everybody's really concerned about those things. I think what really helped us is we all came together to have conversations about what we wanted the future of Norwalk to be, particularly in terms of our educational buildings and facilities. And through that conversation, we also engaged in a facility study to analyze all of our facilities across the district. And from that, we've created a 25-year plan that we will be announcing soon, just focused on the work that needs to be done and having a clear plan of action by which we need to do that. Because our kids deserve better. We want our kids to be able not only to get a premier education, but we also want them to do them in facilities that allow the type of learning that they need to be feasible, particularly because the workforce is changing and we have to evolve with it if we want our kids to be prepared for it.
We have the distinct pleasure of having Dr. Estrella here, who is the superintendent of schools in Norwalk. And boy, Norwalk's got a lot going on when it comes to schools. They had a very exciting start to this 2023-24 academic year with the new Cranberry Elementary School welcoming its inaugural classes, actually, in this past fall. And there were groundbreakings for this year, 2024, for both the new Norwalk High School as well as a South Norwalk school, which will be the first elementary school in over 40 years for this particular neighborhood in Norwalk. Dr. Estrella, you really outlined for us in the beginning of this chat why this school was so essential. I'm curious if it took so long to get approval for something like this, partially because of the location. I do know I promoted that I was going to have you on the show last Friday, mm-hmm, when we were going into the weekend, and I was saying this is a great opportunity for young children to get education right in their own backyards. And I will confess, I definitely had a few of our listeners reach out and say, yeah, but the location there near the train tracks, apparently there's a recycling plant nearby. I'm not familiar, but they said it's not a very ideal area for a school. What is your comment to that, or how did you handle, I would imagine, that being a problem for residents in Norwalk?
So I know that those concerns have come up. One of the things that we have to understand, South Norwalk doesn't have a lot of available space. And in order to build a school, we have guidelines from the state that we have to follow in terms of the number of acres for the facility. I think one of the bonuses of where the school is situated is that it allows for not only ample space for the students to have play space, areas to engage in athletic activities, but also it serves as an opportunity to further beautify South Norwalk and make it more accessible through walkability in the area. Mm. So despite some of these elements that might be perceived as challenges, I see them as assets because they afford the opportunity for us to create a better South Norwalk for not only our students, but also for the families living there.
I mean, and also, I'm not going to say whether or not it's a, you know, if it's a good or a bad, desirable, whatever location. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you know, I attended what I consider to be a pretty prestigious high school here in Connecticut. I went to Laurelton Hall. We are literally not even a block away from not only the train tracks, but the train station in Milford. In fact, I walked from the train to school every single day till I got my driver's license. And you could hear the trains going by. You could hear the horns from school. I mean, it kind of gave Milford character. It never really, as a student, it never really bothered me. So I do know, obviously, people worry about noise and things like that. But I think kids sometimes are more resilient than maybe adults think they are. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's more the noise complaints or if it's. I'm not really sure because I don't live in that area, so I can't speak to it. But I do know experience of going to school right next to the train tracks, and it didn't really seem to bother any of us or impact us in a negative way. Just my two cents.
I mean, the train tracks are closed, but they're not right next to the property. And I've had schools in prior experiences that are right next to the tracks. I think it's all about. I mean, it's going to be a brand new building. It's going to have noise cancellation features that will address some of those concerns. I've been to the site a number of times, and I haven't heard noise that could be perceived as negative or inhibiting learning in the environment. Quite honestly, I don't even recall hearing the tracks at any point in time. Because they're not right on the property. The benefit of it is, as you know, teacher shortage is always a challenge. It gives the ability for us to have more access to personnel because teachers can commute either by private vehicle or they could use public transportation as well, which is an added bonus.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point.
And I know the Common Council. I'm sorry, our Common Council has been working tirelessly in thinking through some of the potential challenges on the site and finding remedies around that. The city has invested additional funds to address some of the concerns that community members have brought to their attention to make sure that they are addressed prior to the school being finalized.
Well, I think it's really important to, again, highlight and to talk deeply about that because as we just mentioned earlier, you know, not everyone is going to be happy with every decision. And that's anything in life. But I do think this is bringing, again, an opportunity that hasn't been there for over 40 years, which is just really exciting. Out of curiosity, Dr. Estrella, ballpark, because I know I didn't prep you with this, but any idea how many children will be attending this new elementary school when it opens maybe by 2027?
Yes, we will have over 600 students attending the South Norwalk School when it opens. We are right now incubating the school in the old Concord Elementary School building. And by the time the building is built, it will be at capacity and kids will transition to the new site.
I think that's so exciting. And again, we are looking at some of the struggles that education is facing in Connecticut. And one thing, especially in our cities, are overcrowded classrooms, the teacher to student ratio. I would imagine this would help out by having another school open.
Absolutely. That will help us in terms of class size. But I think most importantly, having children go to school in their neighborhood, it will reduce emission as well as reduce the cost for transportation as well.
Well, Dr. Estrella, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and addressing all of this and sharing the very latest with the education and these new schools and just some upgrades and just exciting stuff happening in Norwalk. I can't wait to continue watching it all unfold, and I hope you'll come back on the show soon.
Definitely. Let me know when you want me to come back. It's always a pleasure to talk about the great things happening in Norwalk. And I hope that Bridgeport is also able to set up a plan of action so they can move forward with creating great things for children.
Yeah, I agree. And Dr. Estrella, thank you again. I really, really appreciate your time and have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. Stay well.
Thank you. You too. Dr. Alexandra Estrella, who is the superintendent of schools for the city of Norwalk here on WICC.